Several things stood out this year that I certainly didn't see from previous years, and maybe some updates to previous year issues. The very first one and foremost was the great concern about dealing with less resources. Clearly, there's a concern in the community, not just about delivering programs, but also within that CFO family. How do they do what they need to do? The motto this year became that we heard from so many people, how do they figure a way to do less with less in the way of resources? There also is a tremendous interest, embryonic start, for using predictive and statistical analytics. Many use some form of it, some fashion, just getting started in some places. Some good examples out there, but net, it needs to be improved. And then lastly, is there definitely is an interesting kind of sway now between if it doesn't add value and if I'm going to lose some of my resources, then I probably can't continue to do it. Maybe even the financial reporting models we know it today.
I thought that was one of the most fascinating things that the survey came out, the financial reporting models used by the federal government. The fact is something like 86 or 89% of those who surveyed said it needs to change. And that's up from a very low number, like 16% in previous surveys. Why do you think such a big change?
The difference is 89% this year compared to 34% 2 years ago. And I believe the fundamental reason is because there is this big concern about perceived lack of value, not having, at the federal level at least, stakeholders that really care about a balance sheet in the way of assessing inventory or knowing what assets and liabilities are. And clearly the combination of then saying, okay, I've got so many other reporting needs, and I really do want to add value to those that deliver the programs, this set of reports in the financial reporting model aren't doing it. So now if I'm going to set priorities, if I'm going to figure out ways to do something smarter, less with less, chances are I'm going to target thing like the financial reporting model that consumes so many resources and probably doesn't add the value that I think I need to have.
How could it be changed? Because this is something that has grown up, has evolved over time, but it's also been looked at as lacking the necessary information for decision makers. But there was also this big effort to standardize it. So there's these two kind of separate paths that have been going down. How do you change it? Did the respondents come up with recommendations? Did they offer any ideas?
Several came through. And it really is going to require some very different thinking. Being from the financial management community, being a CPA, being a former auditor, you know, a lot of my colleagues would say, you know, you've got to do it annually. You've got to do the same four sets of principal financial statements. It really is going to require very different thinking. Many in the respondents said that, in fact, a statement of spend and tie that statement of spend to some degree of performance in the program area. So not just look at how much we spent, but what did we spend it on and something about the ROI. You could create a very different kind of statement. I don't even want to label a statement of that cost or a balance sheet because I don't want to associate with those. It really is a new statement that associates how much was spent, what was it spent on, and by the way, what were the results of that spend. That's the kind of suggestion that came through. And there is a little bit of growing conversation out there about whether or not it has to be done annually. Maybe annually there's an audit, maybe annually there's a internal controls review, but maybe not annually do you look at the same thing.
Would this need to be changed by Congress? Is this something that the federal government can do by policy, by regulations, very similar to what the financial management line of business was trying to do with standardizing certain reporting elements?
It's a combination. And many of those that would say, let's not even worry about trying to change the financial reporting model would say Congress has to get involved. There has to be policy changes. Too hard, too big of a lift. Let's just deal with what we have and try to make evolutionary changes. And there has to be both. I mean, there has to be an initiative that says let's evolve this into something of more value, better return on the investment. Simultaneously, I think as best we can, Congress does have to wake up and realize that, especially at the federal level, we're not doing the same kind of reporting for the same purposes. And while in 1990 the CFO Act was a tremendous leap forward, it probably is time to really revolutionize the thought process.
One of the things that may be pushing this reporting model is the fact that so many agencies now do have clean audits. They're able to really understand their books. The fact is, money in, money out. Do you agree that that's one of the main drivers behind it? Or, again, it goes back to your other point of doing less with less.
I really do think the fundamental concern today is the lack of resources, the less with less. I do think the clean opinions have now caused agencies to say, okay, we've got it. Only my executive, my secretary only cares if I don't have it. I don't get any more points because I got it. I don't get, you know, more funding for keeping my financial system compliant. I don't get to train my people more. And guess what? It's a box checked at this point. It's an important box, but it's a box checked. And if you really want me to add value, to be a true partner and steward of how the programs are delivered within my entity, it's not the device that's going to help me do that.
Let me jump over to something else you said. You mentioned one of the other results was around managing risk and the idea of CFOs from the federal side seem to be fairly confident in understanding where the risk is, how to manage it, how to deal with it. But at the same time, they don't feel like they have people who are qualified to manage the risk. So there's two things happening here. Is that just a natural evolution that they can recognize it first and then they have to have the capabilities to deal with it?
There were actually two parts in the survey where we actually assessed skill levels within the CFO community. On the risk one, believe it or not, the skill level came back adequate. On predictive and statistical analytics, it came back less than adequate. On risk, they felt that they had some skills that they could at least get started. It's the real advanced efforts, like the recovery board and what it's doing. That's where they really felt they needed additional training. But fundamentally, the analytics, they believe they have a good core of people that can do that. And for 20 years, there's been this kind of thought that says, let's stop doing just data collecting, data manipulation, but let's get into analytics and help run the programs. That's the transition that I see, same conversation, the risk. Everybody wants it. They see the value of it. It helps set priorities. It helps prevent bad things from happening. Also encourages good things to happen. But specifically, they want to see something get started, feeling like they have a cadre of people that help get it started. But really, to advance it, they will need additional skill sets.